In this episode, you will hear from Laura Gregory of Laura Speaks Life, a mindset coach, where she will teach you about the tenacity of your mindset and how to accomplish your goals. If you are interested in learning about how your mindset affects the way that you move in your business and in your life, continue listening to this episode and make sure you connect with Laura at the end.
Welcome to More Than a Brand Podcast, where we show you how to take your brand from basic to badass. I'm your host, Lindsay Trammell Jones, the WordPress Whisperer, the Olivia Pope of Web Design, and the owner of Fiercified Creative and Consulting. I invite you to sit back, grab your favorite glass of wine, and your note takers, because I'm dropping jewels all season long. Thanks for listening. Hello, hello, hello. I am here with Laura Gregory, the mindset coach, mindset maven. Get your mind right, Laura. And I cannot be more excited to have you here on More Than a Brand. But besides being that mindset coach and that mindset maven, who is Laura Gregory?
Ooh, now that's a loaded question, right?
Yeah.
I would have to say Laura Gregory is... She's an overcomer. She's an overcomer, a beacon of inspiration who inspires others to overcome. Life has most certainly had its way. So with that, I became inspiring. I became strength. I became wisdom. I became that girl. I became a sound-minded individual, a friend to the friendless. I became someone's hope. So if I had to describe myself, it would be all of those elements that comprise me, just a beacon of hope. Like I said, I'm here to inspire and to definitely make sure that people have what they need on the inside for them to overcome and become who God has called them to become.
Okay. So you said you're here to inspire. How is that, the things that you've overcome and being here to inspire, how has that influence how you're showing up in your business, Laura Speaks Life?
Wow. So for me, the entire time I believe that I was on my walk on this journey of becoming who I am today, I noticed like for me in regards to mindset, I never let anything stop me. And that's one of the things that I think God definitely wanted to make sure that I understood when it came down to me taking position in the assignment and the gift that he gave me was like, every time I wanted to do something, I always had the mindset, like, I'm doing it, right? Nothing's going to stop me. And why can't I? So how I show up for Laura Speaks Life is the same way, right? When I talk to people, when I am that beacon of hope, and when I do inspire, I'm always asking, why can't you? Why not? Who going to check you, boo? Who going to tell can? So I'm always just showing up in that frame of mind because I don't think that we should limit ourselves. I don't think that we should be held back from whatever it is that we have in our hearts to complete or any desires that we have to go after. So I show up unapologetically in total confidence to say that I can. So if I can scream, and I tell this to most people sometimes, if I can scream anything at the top of my lungs, standing on the roof, it's you can. There's nothing that you can't do. There's all types of resources, of course. There's all types of help. You can go to school, you can get training, like you can do whatever it is that you want to do. So that's specifically, I think, what I definitely like to put out so that others can understand, like you could do anything you want to do and don't let anything stop you. It's all in how you position yourself to think about what it is that you want and how you plan to go after it and get it.
So would you say that tenacity is like one of your values?
Absolutely.
Like your business. Absolutely. And what are the other ones?
Ooh.
Business. Yeah. So, your business values.
Yes. You definitely have to be, right, at least for me, tenacious. You have to have a willingness, right? You have to be able to see yourself in the future and have that growth mindset. You have to want to continuously make sure that you are thriving in the space of wanting to become. One of my clients, we talk about that word oftentimes, and it's becoming. You never stop evolving. You never stop growing. You never stop learning. You never stop earning. Every day you wake up and you have an opportunity at life, it's something for you to learn. It's something for you to experience. It's something for you to get that's going to help you continue to evolve and become the next best you. So yeah. I definitely find that, like I said, I really like that word tenacity, both evolution, just being willing and open to want to be able to become your best self every day you get an opportunity at life.
Yeah, I would even say, like, for when I do work with my clients, that willingness, sometimes people are willing to get help, and then sometimes they're not open to getting it. So it makes it harder, especially as a service provider, if you're not open and be helped, or if you're not ready, definitely have to be ready to be helped. So you can know that you need the help, mm-hmm. as you need for you, the mindset work. Or for me, people know that they need the CX journey and everything created for them, but they're just not ready to accept the help that they need.
Hey, if you are enjoying our show, please hit that subscribe button. Or hop on over to LinkedIn and follow me at Lindsay Trammell Jones, Brand Identity Designer. That's where I share tips, more insight on branding, and why it's so important as a DEI organization to ensure that your brand is up to par. Okay, that's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
So how do you help them if you do run into people that's just not ready? What are your courses of action?
Okay, so the first thing, let's talk about that term willingness, because I have a different perspective on it. Because if you have mm-hmm. a willingness, then that to me is your yes. It's just mm-hmm. the frame of mind that you're in to pursue it. So what I typically okay. ask my clients, and this is the number one hitter, so how long are we going to continue to sing the same song? How long mm-hmm. are you going to continue to be in the same space? Is this what your story is going to look like in another 6 months from now? Because if mm-hmm. you know that you need this transformation, if that the assistance that I'm able to provide you with and the answers that I can help you with that you could not find on your own is what you need in this season to move forward, then why not? What's actually mm-hmm. holding you back? And we get to the root of what that really looks like, because when I hit them with that question, and that's anybody I come into contact with, it's like, how long are we going to continue to be in this space? You said that same story last year, like, when is change going to have its way with you? Because remember, we talked about the evolution and becoming. Mm-hmm. And at some point in time, when you don't, and this is what I do share with them, when you don't start to make those steps in your transformation to get to the other side, it wears on you. It wears on your mental health. It's stressful, right? You get frustrated. You start to experience those emotions that are not as helpful to your literal physical and mental well-being. And then you're going to get into a place where you're going to need a different type or a different level of assistance. When I do come in contact with those who know, because I always share my tribe know who they are. Like, when you know you have to take those next steps forward, I challenge them. And I charge them and I give them an opportunity to look at themselves in the future. Your future self is saying that you want these things. So if you want something different, you have to do something different. And it starts in the mind.
So I'm pretty sure it took some time to get to where you are to have the mindset to start this new journey of Laura Speaks Life. Was there a pivotal moment that made you say, you know what, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yes. I laugh because behind the scenes, I may have mentioned it to you, right? Yeah. Just in passing and talking, but the people, absolutely. For me, it was such an eye-opener. Like I said, my life has always been, and my mother describes this as well. She says, even as a child, I always wanted to do my own thing. She was like, I tried mm-hmm. to go left and she's telling me to go right, or I wanted to go to school out of state. She wanted me to stay in state. I always just pushed the mark. So it wasn't until I really got the, I don't want to use the word sign, but an understanding from my higher power, which is God for mm-hmm. me, that coaching is the way to go for me. He had me really look over my life to see what was I able to overcome. What was I able to do and transform into the spaces that I'm in and the rooms that I'm in, the relationships that I have, and how I was able to get my life in a different setting from, as opposed to where I came from. and the experiences that I had. And it was because I had a different mindset. It was because I've always been driven to say, why can't I do that? If I can just get to a certain space and get connected or learn it, go to school or find a trainer or find a coach in some way, I can do this, especially if it's a desire of mine and it's in my heart. So over the period of time when I had to look back over the decisions that I made and the experiences that I had, it was definitely all mindset. So I was like, ooh, once I researched that and once I went back to school, I just knew that it was a match made in heaven for me to talk about the barriers that hold us back mentally. It has nothing to do with what's going on around us. It's all about what's going on in your mind.
Mindset. So you said... Ooh, it was a part you said, and I was like, let me remember what she said so I can. I was listening, and I was like, oh, I got a question that made me think. But you were talking about your mindset and the things that you've gotten over and the things that got you to the point that you are now. Do you feel like Coach Laura of Laura Speaks Life is your purpose, is your life purpose?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. To impart wisdom into others is a major gifting. That's not easy, and that's not for everybody to be able to share information with a different level of perspective. It's not easy, and everybody can't do that either. So yes, the challenges that I had to go through, I just shared it even today on social media, that you don't know why certain things are happening until you get to the other side, right? You don't understand the process until after you've gone through it. Because if you were able to see the future and knew what that plan was going to look like in order for you to get there, you probably would say, no, thank you. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. But it builds so much within you to be able to share with others, right, your journey, and to also get to that place to be in the right mindset to endure and definitely get an opportunity to enjoy what you envisioned in the future. So for me, yeah, I most certainly like to impart that in others. Just to know that they have everything that it takes for them to accomplish what they want to accomplish right on the inside of them.
So on the inside, 10-year-old Laura, you think she's proud of who you are today? Oh, 10-year-old Laura in Connecticut. Is she proud?
Yeah. That's funny that you asked that question, because 10-year-old Laura is so proud, right? She's a girl. Mm-hmm. You did that. You made some certain decisions that got you in different places. And now look at you, here you are. But then I always get challenged by 40-year-old Laura. <It's> like, are you doing enough? Could you have gone harder? Could you be doing a little bit better? But just having that introspect and being able to have reflection, I appreciate that question, because 10-year-old Laura, she would be very proud because her life was totally different in regards to the life that she now lives today. So, yeah.
That's a good one. Laura, high-fiving you.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, girl, you did that, girl.
That's good. So, Laura, tell the people how you can help them. And I know you went over it briefly, but give them a little bit about the services you offer and where they can find you.
Okay. So... hello, 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 people. I am Laura Speaks Life, the CEO and founder, and I am a mindset coach. I help visionary leaders who wrestle with the innate sense of being destined for more, and you guys are destined for more. I help you confront and overcome those limitations in your mind to help you fully evolve and emerge equipped and empowered to tackle those dreams you have and get them to concrete realities that you want to see. Mindset is everything to me, because like I just shared, of course, with Lindsay, is that everything starts in your mind. It does not matter what it is, relationships, health, wealth, your visions, your entrepreneurship endeavors, business, it starts there. And we all have the power to acquire and accomplish anything that we have in our hearts to do. So I can be reached and found on all social media platforms, Facebook, Laura Speaks Life, Instagram at Coach Laura Speaks Life, LinkedIn, Laura Gregory, Laura Speaks Life. Look me up, because definitely I want to be able to help you all conquer all of your goals, the assignment that God has placed on your life, especially those visions that you have in your heart, the dreams that you have, and the desires that you want to fulfill.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Laura, for your time. And you guys, make sure you like, subscribe, listen to More Than a Brand. We will continue to be bringing you stories about more than just the brand from entrepreneurs just like yourself, who's thriving and surviving and making their own lane. Until the next episode, I'll see you guys later.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Remember, hit that subscribe button so you can stay up to date with the new upcoming episodes. And if you want to, find us on social media at fiercified.agency on Instagram or find us on Facebook at Fiercify Creative and Consultant. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear your input.